790. Dragon Sports Talk Radio.
Sports Talk Radio.
After a big loss this week, is Coach Obi-Wan Kenobi hearing a million voices crying out in unison for his job?
And Jane Cobb reacts to rumors in Canton. Hero of Canton or just plain ratten? We'll find out on FSL tonight, now.
It was 3 a.m. when I heard the sound.
Welcome to FSL tonight, Tom Herr, alongside Justin Robert Young. Have you enjoyed week one of FSL action, Mr. Young?
Listen, as good as week one was, week two, even better. This, we're really, really, really seeing the storylines pop up, and really there's none more pressing than what's happening in Alderaan right now.
That's right. Actually, it looks like we had a crushing defeat for Alderaan. Vulcan Velocity just tearing them apart, 7-2. And the big controversy is, where was Skywalker?
Again, listen, you need to play Luke Skywalker. If you are Coach Obi-Wan Kenobi and you are not seeing the 18-year-old Tatooinean forward on your starting roster, you are doing something wrong.
Coach Kenobi addressed the criticism in the post-game press conference of that very sort.
I took it upon myself to train him. I thought that I could instruct him. I was wrong.
He's not even coachable. Is that what this man is saying? How out of touch can you be?
You know, listen, this has obviously been a massive story throughout the FSL over the last week and a half. But when you listen to that, Tom, do you think that Kenobi is living and dying by his own Jedi code? That if the Padawan's not ready, then he cannot progress. Is this eventually going to cost him his job if he doesn't put this obviously gifted youngster to work for him?
You know, part of me thinks without Kenobi, Alderaan is destroyed. These folks can't hang together. I cannot see that organization without him. He's going to be, even if they did take him out of the coach's position, he wouldn't disappear altogether. He'd be hanging around like a ghost in the halls there. They can't imagine the organization without him, but I can't imagine why we're not seeing more of Luke Skywalker at this point, especially after that performance last week.
And at this point, you're going to hear a little bit more of a criticism from the fans to ownership. Obviously, there's a bit of an absentee ownership situation with Alderaan. You've got, you know, the owner, Yoda, who tries to manage the team from Dagobah. It's not a cohesive system. I don't think that the upper – the penthouse is hearing what the lobby is screaming about. But I don't know. Do you think that Skywalker starts next week? He has to.
I think Skywalker starts next week, or we do see Kenobi out of there. That he will just disappear. That's what I think.
I'll tell you what. If you've read, you know, some of the stuff that Skywalker's family, specifically Owen Lars, has been saying about Kenobi, we will. Yeah, you know, listen. It's obviously an ongoing thing, and we'll see next week. In the meantime, all due respect to Vulcan, cold, cool, logical, efficiency, deepest team in the league, and especially for the Eastern Conference, they really make a statement here in their home opener against Alderaan.
The other game to pay attention to week two was Canton and Serenity Valley. Serenity Valley wins at 5-1. Not a big surprise there, but Canton, a team named after Jane Cobb, a player on the other team.
Absolutely, and for Jane, this is obviously a conflicting situation. He is a man who is, by his own nature, kind of a hired gun. But you get the sense that there was more affection from the opposite side of the field than there was from his own teammates in this game. And yet, really, it doesn't matter. 5-1, the final. And Jane has a good game himself. One goal, two assists. Mal, of course, a big game with two goals himself.
Yeah, the team came together. They played well. It wasn't brilliant, but they didn't need to be. Really, off the field was more interesting. All of the speculation all week long on Canton Radio that somehow they were going to buy Jane Cobb away from Serenity Valley, that, you know, they were just going to be money falling from the sky, and somehow they were going to be able to purchase him away while they were playing Serenity Valley at Serenity Valley. Jane Cobb reacted post-game.
How are you? You think there's someone just gonna drop money on you? Money they can use? Well, there ain't people like that. There's just people like me.
Pretty strong words.
You know what? Listen, there's been noted infighting between Jane and literally everybody else on that team. Have you ever heard him talk with that kind of emotion about his own teammates?
That's a really good point. I mean, there have been some concerns that maybe off the field, there's been some conflict between the captain, Mal Reynolds, and Jane Cobb, and words may have been exchanged. There may have been some betrayals. This is all off the field stuff. We don't really know anything, but it wouldn't surprise me that tension just gets worse as the season goes on. But still, you know, week two, Serenity Valley in control, 2-0. Of course, Vulcan Velocity also undefeated as well. It's still early. A couple other games we should get to before we look ahead to week three. Of course, Coruscant and Kronos, a tight, tight match. These folks kind of battling for that second place to Mordor, and Coruscant pulls it out 8-7. A big win for the Empire over the Raiders. Kronos' battle cry was silenced by the power of the Empire this week.
Indeed, indeed. And what you really, really saw is, again, the punishing attack of a fully functioning battle station that is Coruscant when they are all healthy, when they are all playing together. And, you know, it's a very interesting kind of mix that when it's on, it works. And when it's not, as we've talked before, with any kind of Sith-led team, dissension, infighting is kind of part of the motivational tactic.
It almost seems like you do better when that stuff is going on. So, the other game, I guess you could almost call it a victory for Arrakis that they held Mordor to 3 points, 3-0. Mordor wins, still undefeated, 2-0 early in the season. The Barons didn't look bad, though. I mean, even though they haven't won a game yet, they're probably the best 0-2 team I've ever seen.
Yeah, and of course, you know, what does that really mean? At the same time, Mordor playing in their home opener with the big you cannot walk around Mordor without seeing some element of the advertising campaign, I'll see you at the game. And they saw Arrakis held to 0 points. Again, I mean, listen, what more can you say about Mordor other than they are the most dominating force and you know, kingdoms will fall before them before they lose a game. We are at 2-0 on the march to a perfect season.
Arrakis was pouring on the pressure early, but they just came up dry every time, and it ends up Mordor 3-0. Looking ahead to week three, what is your pick for the game of the week next week? We got some good matchups.
You want to know what? I'm actually going to look at Serenity Valley versus Vulcan. These are two teams that made statements. They beat teams that they were supposed to beat. Now we get to see them compete against each other. We're going to really find out who the class in that Eastern Division is.
I agree with you. That is the battle in the East. Over in the West, I think it's got to be Arrakis and Coruscant. I mean, you know, Kronos and Mordor. I think we all know what's going to happen there. Arrakis and Coruscant is the game to watch because Arrakis really needs to come up big and get themselves out of the basement, put themselves back in the race. Other matchup, of course, Alderaan and Canton. That's almost the reverse of Mordor and Kronos.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's what I'm just going to say this. If, again, the lineup card comes in from Coach Obi-Wan Kenobi and it doesn't have Luke Skywalker on it, against a team like Canton, they're going to have a problem. God forbid they lose to the Mudders. Can you imagine Alderaan lose to the Mudders and Luke Skywalker shooting womp rats?
You're talking crazy now. Alderaan is going to be there. They will always be there. They are going to win next week. There's no question about that. The question is, if he plays Skywalker, even if they win, and he doesn't, is he going to bow to pressure? Will he be struck down out of that organization? We'll just have to watch and see.
Absolutely. Listen, it's the FSL. Anything can happen, which is why we do the show.
Join us next week. We will recap week three and find out just what happens both on and off the field. Thank you, Justin Robert Young.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, we'll see you next time.